Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
One of the greatest things, difficulty, is when you failed your exam and all others who know you, who knew that, oh, you could have done well and you didn't get, not to fail, but you didn't get a required grade. And they are all wondering, they are all asking you and all that. How do you handle this? One brother went through that and he backslided. He said God has disappointed him. No, he didn't disappoint him, but he got lost. Later I hear he was a Rastafarian, so which is better? So bury in Tampe. And now so beka nyamiasem. Now he was propounding philosophies and thoughts, not even philosophy, which was just confusing he himself. God has disappointed. God doesn't disappoint. In all things, let's give glory to God. Are you hearing me? For all you know, God had to make you mark time whilst others go for him to teach you just a small lesson and release you to go. Is somebody hearing me? Because if he releases you to go, then some way, somehow, on your life journey, on your destiny journey, you will think that you have made yourself. And so at a point, he will empty you of yourself. He will let you know that it is not by your own will, but it is by his will. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? That is what God does. Is somebody here with me? It's very, very important, and I want you to just take it. Paul learned to live about his circumstance, and he overcame all his challenges. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you too can do the same. I'm telling you, we can do the same. Let me give you one scripture, Romans 8:28. Yes, I think I'm on 8. And we know, shall we all read it, please? Let's go. Oh, come on, let's start again. Go. Yes. All things. Oh, go. Wait. Let's go in unison. Go. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. If you believe you are called, then I'm telling you, the life you are living should be in accordance with the will of God. It should align with the word of God. Is somebody in the will of God? All things. Somebody say all things. They don't work for your good. They work together. The failures, the successes, the disappointment, the pain, the sadness, you know, the temptation to give up. One lady was saying that at a point she was so sad that she said, I saved her, I don't know how, but this is how she explains it. She was so sad that one day she took this chemical just at dawn, ready to drink it on her center table. And she said, I called her. Way back, I called her and I spoke to her, not to tell her to drink because I was not there. I'm not somebody, an angel. I'm not there. But I encourage her that God will take her out of all that she's going through. And prayed with her. And I remember I did that. And she put away, after I prayed with her, she said she put away the chemical and never drank. Today she's married again. Oh, give God praise. This thing is good. Great deliverance. She's very happy with her marriage. Very extremely happy. And so she will always be happy with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, the same way God will use you to do that. Hallelujah. And God will use somebody to do that in your life. Is somebody here with me? Listen, losing somebody is painful. Disappointing, getting disappointed is very painful. I'm telling you, issues go on at work site, on your school, in church, every place that you find yourself. The painful ones is when you find them in church, where you believe that believers, you know, are in church, and you tend to go through certain experiences and it becomes difficult for you. But let me tell you something. He said, we know that all things work together. The pain, the disappointment, the joy, everything, the promotion, everything, they all work together for our good. At the end of the day, you will win. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Tell your neighbor, at the end of the day, you will win. Tell him. Tell about three more people. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's very important. It's very, very important. Yes, at the end of the day, you will win. If you want to be a pastor, there's time that comes to time when you won't have money. You will be poor. It's true. And it's not even in the ministry alone. But you will be poor. That's how they say, as poor as a church mouse. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is somebody here with me? I'm sure somebody is binding me right now. Yes. But by the grace of God, you will come out of it. And let me tell you something. You see, in life, I'll speak on something else. You don't try to force things to happen to you when you are not yet there. Yes. Especially you are taking, let's say you are taking 700. You go for a loan of 50,000 cedis to buy a car. You will face trials. And if you don't take care, you will face temptation, the desire, the urge. You will steal. Obaju. You will tell lies. Because you have stretched yourself beyond your means. All your salary is going. And they will come at you every time. And poverty will be chasing you. You'll be driving the car, but you come and give offering of one seed. Come on, am I talking to somebody? Oh, yeah. This one is self-imposed trials. Your salary is 500. You go and buy a dress costing 400 cedis. You will go through it. And you will learn sense. Next time you know how to buy a lower cloth, and then yes, that is it. You see, I am beginning to learn this. Now, I don't really care if I don't have anything in my pocket. I'm fine. Amen. But I know that the God that I serve will not just watch me like that. I am a big man. I don't have to go empty pocket. So the Lord himself will bless me. Amen. I'm telling you, don't push. One lady decided to leave the fiancé because at that time, the fiancé went to buy a shirt. Today's 50 cedis, when you convert it, is how much? Formally. 500. 500,000. One shirt. He said, no, this one, I don't have a future with him. He was wearing it. Feeling good. Huh? He was fine. But some ladies, my boyfriend, looking good. You are foolish. Is somebody here with me? And I'm telling you, you see, if you create those things, they punish you. One of the things that you have to also, if you're not yet married, take a strong decision that you will never beg to get married. Come on, is somebody here with me? Who is going to do that? Oh, yes. And stick to it, because I took that decision. It doesn't mean if anybody is blessing you, you know, God will stir people to bless you, but not for you to go and beg and owe. By the time you finish your honeymoon, your debtors are coming. If you take a seat, you will have miscarriage. Because the moment you hear, ko, 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 hey, oh, no, no, but no. Do you understand? You must be determined that this thing, I won't do it. I determined, and I never did it. And other pastors said, I was proud. I thank God that I was described proud. One day, when one of the rich men saw me, he said, I respect you, pastor. I said in my mind, you better do. But I didn't tell him. I was quiet. Because I'm not one of them who walked to him to ask him for money for me to marry. Because I knew who I was marrying. So I didn't want anybody to say that when they were getting married, I gave them this money. I saved into it. We saved. Is somebody here with me? Today I can speak confidently without anybody telling me that what he's saying is not, it is true. Amen. When you create self-imposed trials, you suffer. But when you allow God to have his way, he will mark your time and release you at a point and then pushes you again and he opens the door. You enter and then you will see that some things are not good for you. So he will pull certain friends out of your life and replace them and direct you again. Then you know that God is in charge. Oh, come on. Give God glory. Give God glory. Give God glory, give God glory. Hallelujah. Give him all the glory because I'm telling you, we have to learn. Are we learning something? Good. Now, let me give you just 3 points and close. Now, when you go through trials and temptation, number one, set your mind on Jesus Christ. And not on the problem. Set your mind on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I have made you too small in my life. Oh Lord. Forgive me. You know, I believe in the lies that you are unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my soul, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
The other one says, I'll lift up my eyes towards the hills. From whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. My help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Jesus has the sovereign ability to handle whatever you are facing. When you allow Him total control, He takes over and works a miracle in your favor. Amen. He will never let you fall. Even though you walk in the valley of death, you will not see death because He is with you. Focus your attention on God. Set your mind on Jesus, and He will not let you down. Is somebody here with me? Number two, set your mind on the will of God and not the opinion of man. Even though sometimes the opinion of man is going to help you so much, because most of the solutions of our problems comes from the opinion of men, especially when they are God sent. So don't write that off. But then what will guide you to take that opinion is the will of God through the word of God. If the person gives you a godly counsel, you will know, it will register in your heart that this is a godly counsel. For instance, somebody crosses your way and you are tempted to retaliate and to do likewise to the person, and that godly man or that godly woman comes your way, your friend, your sister, another brother in church, sister in church, says that, let go. Leave everything. God will take care of it. And He gives you the right words. I'm telling you, that person will be godly. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Oh, give God some praise. Give God some praise, man. And also set your mind on positive results, not on your personal pain. You see, sometimes once the pain is there, you don't want it to leave you. So your mind is on the pain caused you. But set your mind on positive results. That man is gone. That woman is gone. But another person is coming. Don't say, because of what that guy did to me. As for me, these days when I see men, I don't like them. Hey. Is somebody here with me? Somebody said, when I see a Ghana man, I don't like. When I see Ashanti man, I don't like them. When I see an Efe man, I don't like them because of what Kokuvi did to me. Is Kokuvi the same as Savior? I have a security man called Heaven. Heaven. It's true. And do you know his surname? Heaven Pomegbe. Heaven, look at your back. I tell you. Some names are powerful. Heaven, as if it's not enough. Pomegbe. Do you get me? Listen to me. You see? You don't need... Listen. You don't say, because of what I went through about 10 years ago, and another breakthrough is coming from the same tribe, from the some people, if you don't like black people like me. Because that guy who... Yes, you are black, so you are waving your hand. That guy who did that thing to her is black. Others who don't want to see any fair person. No, that is not it. Listen. Let it go. Tell somebody, let it go. Let the pain go. Hallelujah. Let the pain go. Hallelujah. Listen, joy is coming. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. And that joy is so fresh, and it's going to freshen your body and put some flesh on your body and brighten your face. Everybody looks at you and knows that the Lord has visited you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. When God is taking you out and the breakthrough, another breakthrough comes, some of you want to overpray and pray. Stop praying. Go and take it. Listen, you go through so much. It's not, I can't even enumerate them. Even it's about properties. It's about managing debt. It's about all that. You see, you've gone through so much. Sorry. A new page is being opened in your life. All that work together. And the painful aspect is when you try doing good to people, and they paid you back with ungratefulness. These are the people I'm talking to. When you've done so much to help somebody, and it turns its back on you, it's so painful. But today, let go. Joy is coming. You will gain on others. You look at your life and look at the beauty of God in your life, the things that you cannot even value with money, you cannot quantify, is happening in your life. It didn't come by way of money, no, but it came by way of blessing of your children, the doors that are open to them, some of the things that God is doing in your family. That is how it works. Is somebody here with me? Somebody must go through a sacrifice. Somebody must be nailed in the family. And probably you are the one being nailed on the cross for the family. But you haven't lost. I promise you, you have laid a foundation for your children, your children's children, your children's 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 children. And one day, you will be the reference point. Oh, come on, give God glory. Give God glory. Give God glory. Do you know something? I have a funny feeling that when I am gone way years, if Jesus tarries, one day a descendant of mine will pastor a huge mega church. I'm not joking. I have that feeling. So think positively. Is somebody here with me? When you think positively. Never think negatively. Tell somebody, think positively. Tell him with all your strength and passion. Yes, sir. Catch and say, Ebeye ye. Tell somebody, Ebeye ye. You can say it in Ghana. Say it in Ever. Say it anything. You can say it in French. Ebahi. Ebeye ye. Are you hearing me? Come on, tell somebody. Ebeye ye. Ah, I can see you folded your hand. Tell him. It shall be well. I'm telling you. Listen, it shall be well. The devil is a liar. Your future is bright. You have a successful life. People will watch you. And they will want to be like you. They will look at you and they want to have children like your children. It shall be well. All things work together. All things. Just been left to London and said, I'm not coming to Ghana. I'm going to America. And I'll be back to London and say, yo, Mati, Satan, not many passport. And me, between me and London was very far. Between me and America. London, born America. Today, as we stand here, all I need is to get a ticket from here. If you can give me one, I'll go to London and show you. As we stand here, Jenafu. I'm telling you fact. If only you can give me the ticket, I'll go to America and show you. I'll just go and come. I was a poor boy. She was giving me small money. So na webe ye ni maye ye pa. No, I want to challenge you. Do not give up. Are you hearing me? Don't give up. If God says it shall be well with you, don't doubt God. Hey, your day is coming. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? But what you're going through, may God give us the grace to go through the pain. May God give us the grace to go through the disappointment. May God give us the grace to go through the uncertainty. Sometimes parents, you are watching your children. Hey, that child will grow to take care of you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? My mother wrote me off because, you know, I was a funso dear. Today she looks at me and she wouldn't think about how she will be buried. Because if she passes on, I am going to bury my mother and bury her honorably. I'm not just saying by faith. I have taken steps, saving little money. I took it about 5 years ago. Because I know one day my mother will pass on and there will not be anybody. And so it's an investment. One day I say, give it to me. I'm going to bury my mother. Is somebody here with me? I'll later teach on these things. You see, we will have to, the school of destiny is, listen, we will have to understand life. And understand how life goes. But we need to organize our lives and allow God the space to direct us. It's not everything that will fall in place. Some may twist. Leave it to go. Look at another thing and keep going. Are you hearing me? Now listen, sometimes you will face despise. You will face underestimation. people who don't have any business looking down on you will have the audacity to look down on you because somebody has influenced them to look down on you. Do you get what I'm saying? But in the midst of that, don't try to prove a point. Please, do you hear what I'm saying? All of you, are you listening? Don't try to prove a point. If you try to prove a point, you will crash. Don't try. Let them hold their own thoughts. And you hold your determination. Only that, don't stay aloof. Be determined that I will break through. And it shall be well with you. Listen, we are going to break through. Don't lose out on faith.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.